You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Wednesday, February 26, 2025. Open the door. Acquisition of Colex Terminal, Synco Network, open up possibilities for Edgewater. Published by the RBN team. Edgewater Midstream, a relatively new player in the refined product storage and delivery space, acquired a pair of potentially valuable assets from Shell in the Deer Park, Texas, area in December. It now owns the Colex Terminal, the starting point of the all-important Colonial Pipeline System, and the Synco Products Pipe Network, which could offer another pathway to desert Southwest markets served by a dwindling number of California refineries. In today's RBN blog, we will examine Edgewater's new assets and the market opportunities they may open up. Let's start with a short primer on Edgewater Midstream, which private equity firm EnCap Flatrock Midstream owns. The Houston-based company was created in 2019, just before the pandemic. Throughout that period, the company sought potential assets to buy, including those focused on crude oil and refined products, to underpin its business. Negotiations for Shell's Colex Terminal and Synco Pipeline System began in Q2 2024, culminating in a deal that would give Edgewater its first physical assets. The Colex Terminal on the Houston Ship Channel, or HSC, and the Synco System were historically operated in conjunction with the 340,000 barrels per day Deer Park Refinery, once a joint venture between Shell operator and PMI Comercio Internacional S.A. de C.V., or PMI, a subsidiary of Mexico's state-owned Pemex. That changed in 2022 when Shell sold its 50% stake in the refinery to PMI for $596 million, although it retained the Colex and Synco assets. Let's look next at Edgewater's new acquisitions, starting with the Colex complex, which includes both an east and west terminal. The complex is the starting point of the 2.5 million barrels per day Colonial product pipeline system, which transports products from Gulf Coast refineries to markets across the Southeast and East Coast. The Colonial network culminates at New York Harbor, a major market for refined products and delivery point of the NYMEX RBOB gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel futures contracts. A ransomware attack on the Colonial system nearly 4 years ago disrupted supply for retail businesses, for weeks in some states, and triggered panic buying across the eastern seaboard, underscoring how important the network is for the region's fuel needs. Besides Colonial, the Colex site feeds directly into the Explorer system, which serves the Midwest products market. An interesting tidbit, the facility got its name from cobbling together the first three letters of Colonial Pipeline and the first two letters of Explorer Pipeline. The Colex site is also directly connected to the ITC Pasadena Terminal along the HSC, which handles waterborne, railed, trucked and pipe supplies of petroleum products, NGLs, LPG and liquid chemicals. The Colex facility can store up to 2.9 million barrels of products, however, only a quarter is designated for gasoline, with the rest for distillates. As we said, the complex is divided into two sites, the East Terminal for gasoline and the West Terminal for diesel and jet fuel. Edgewater sees storage capacity at the terminal as sufficient for now, but there is space in the area to add capacity if needed. The company also said it is looking at locations to facilitate exports of LR-class tankers or connect with other HSC docks with such capabilities. LR1 ships can carry 345 to 615,000 barrels, while LR2 vessels can hold 615,000 barrels to 1.25 million barrels. Next, let's look at the Synco Pipeline System, a series of intrastate refined products pipelines that connect the Deer Park refining complex to the Colex terminals, along with other products and crude oil terminals along the HSC. One of the Synco System's pipes, which extends from the Colex complex to the One Oak-owned East Houston facility, could potentially be a launch pad for new business opportunities. Formerly known as the Magellan East Houston Terminal, or MEH, One Oak purchased it from Magellan in 2023. While it's a major crude distribution hub, the MEH facility also serves the products market, offering gateways to the critical Midwest Group 3 trading center. The MEH site also provides access to other areas in Pads 2 and 3, Midwest and Gulf Coast, respectively, while offering routes to Pad 4 and 5, Rockies and West Coast, respectively. More on that in a bit. Edgewater is currently evaluating the Synco line for reactivation, seeking a restart by 2026 at the latest. The line, which is made up of 10 and 12-inch diameter segments, would be capable of moving nearly 100,000 barrels per day of products. The Cinco refined product barrels that arrive at the MEH terminal could then get onto a One Oak owned product system that connects to Midland, Texas, and stretches westward to El Paso, Texas. Like the Cinco line, the MEH El Paso system can transport as much as 100,000 barrels per day, handling gasoline and diesel. It's being actively used for deliveries into Midland, a significant fuel market at the heart of E&P activity in the Permian Basin. At El Paso, suppliers could use pipeline connections that lead to other markets, including Arizona. While it may not be among the top 10 consuming states, Arizona is a major market for fuel. Consumption there has grown as its favorable climate has helped fuel a population influx over the past few decades, expanding demand for transportation fuels in Tucson and Phoenix, the state's largest cities. Arizona also offers a lucrative fuel market, with retail gasoline prices often at a premium to the national average. Limited pipeline capacity serves buyers in the state, mainly via Kinder Morgan's SFPP system. In recognition of rising demand, Kinder Morgan plans to add some capacity to the segment from El Paso to Tucson from July 2025. With no refineries of its own, Arizona draws barrels from Texas and Southern California, usually in a 60-40 split. Texas is positioned to play a bigger role in meeting fuel demand in Arizona, which could benefit the Cinco pipeline and ease the pull on California's supplies. But Arizona isn't the only market that could benefit from a reactivated Cinco pipeline to MEH. At El Paso, Cinco barrels could also be sent to Albuquerque, New Mexico, using One Oak's 30,000 barrels per day pipeline. If Texas can meet more of Arizona's demand, it could lessen the burden on California, where the refining industry is at a crossroads. The country's most populous state is a large gasoline consumer, second only to Texas, but by 2045, the state wants to see gasoline usage curbed by 94% from 2022 levels. In 2024, California enacted a law that empowers state regulators to set and adjust minimum petroleum product inventory levels for refiners, in part to address fuel price volatility, which could raise the cost of operating in the state. See, I asked for water, she brought me gasoline. The state's decisions have prompted the refining industry to take action. For more on the expected changes in refining capacity, see Running on Empty and the latest Future of Fuels report from RBN's Refined Fuels Analytics Practice. Phillips 66, or P66, announced in October that it plans to cease operations at its Los Angeles area refinery in Q4 2025. See, it's time to go, citing uncertainty about its future sustainability. That would leave the state with only 8 conventional refineries producing gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. The P66 complex is comprised of 2 facilities, Wilmington and Carson, with a total throughput of 139,000 barrels per day. In addition, Valero Energy said during its Q3 2024 earnings call that all options are on the table when asked about its 2 California refineries amid rising regulatory pressure on the industry. It operates the 145,000 barrels per day Benicia refinery in the San Francisco area and the 85,000 barrels per day Wilmington refinery in Los Angeles. Before this, 2 other California refineries were converted into biofuel plants. In early 2023, Marathon transformed its 160,000 barrels per day Martinez refinery into a 46,000 barrels per day biofuel facility after shutting it in 2020 when the pandemic hit fuel demand. In 2024, P66's former 128,000 barrels per day Rodeo refinery was fully converted into a 50,000 barrels per day renewable fuel facility after taking a final investment decision, or FID, 2 years earlier. It's worth noting that their respective biofuel capacities are no more than 2/5 of their capacities as oil refineries. So, fuel demand that won't be met after the transformation into biofuel plants would have to be covered through other suppliers. Effectively, the oil industry's collective actions, from refinery closures to conversions, will bring the state's total refining capacity down to 1.48 million barrels per day in 2026 from 1.74 million barrels per day at the start of 2023. California may have to meet its shortfalls in fuel supplies from higher operations at its remaining refineries and biofuel complexes while increasing imports. That means that even though Los Angeles area refiners are closer to Arizona than Texas, 1/3 of the distance between Houston and Phoenix, giving them a potential geographic advantage on fuel deliveries, they are likely to prioritize their state's substantial demand first, keeping a lid on their ability to service out-of-state customers. Edgewater is moving ahead with its new assets. About a week after closing its deal with Shell, it finalized interstate tariffs for the Cinco pipeline system to move petroleum products from the Deer Park refinery to the COLEX and ITC terminals. We'll be watching to see how the company utilizes its newly acquired assets in the year ahead. Open the Door was written by Otis Redding and appears as the fourth song on side one of his seventh studio album, The Dock of the Bay. Released as the B-side of the single The Happy Song Dum Dum, in April 1968, it went to number 10 on the Billboard Hot Rhythm and Blues and number 25 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Charts. The soul-shouting love ballad is superbly accompanied by Booker T and the MGs and the Memphis Horns. Personnel on the record were Otis Redding, vocals, Steve Cropper, guitar, Donald Duck Dunn, bass, Booker T. Jones, Hammond organ, Al Jackson Jr. drums, Wayne Jackson trumpet, and Joe Arnold, tenor saxophone. The Dock of the Bay was recorded between July 1965 and December 1967 at Stax Recording Studio in Memphis with Steve Cropper producing. It was the first of the posthumous albums released after Otis Redding died in a plane crash outside Madison, Wisconsin, along with members of the Memphis soul band The Bar Keys in December 1967. Redding had finished recording, Sittin' On, The Dock of the Bay just 2 days before the crash. The album was composed of singles and B-sides, some dating back to 1965. Released in February 1968, the album went to number 1 on the Billboard Hot R&B Albums chart and number 6 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. Three singles were released from the LP. Otis Redding was an American soul music singer and songwriter from Macon, Georgia. He got his start in the music business in his teens working for fellow Macon performer Little Richard and the Upsetters. He began singing professionally with Johnny Jenkins's band, the Pinatoppers. After he was heard playing piano and singing at Stax Records in Memphis, Redding signed a recording contract with the label. He released his first single, These Arms of Mine, in 1962. He released 10 studio albums, 9 live albums, 15 compilation albums, and 48 singles. Redding won 2 Grammy Awards, has a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, and Georgia Music Hall of Fame. Redding died in a plane crash in December 1967 at the age of 26.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.